to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, May the 5th, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Storytime Part 2, History is Uncovered. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. History is Uncovered. It was a few days after the incident that Betsy Brompton came home from the hospital. The village was buzzing with rumours that she had lost her mind, or that she had made up the whole story. Anyone who knew Betsy didn't believe either. Nevertheless, homes, shops and businesses were full of conversation about the church bell mystery. Reverend Holtworth, a regional bishop, paid Betsy a friendly visit shortly after her return. Again, the gossip shot around the village. The word curse was adding colour to everybody's imagination, and since Betsy had uttered that word, the village had not been the same. In the pubs, stories of battles, tragedies and romances that had taken place in the village flowed like the beer, and the more the beer flowed, the more dramatic and ridiculous the stories. But everyone wanted to believe them, of course. Nothing this interesting had happened in the village since the daughter of a wealthy local landowner had run off with a clown from a travelling circus. Since the vicar's visit, Betsy had told whoever asked her that she had not felt well that day, and so had imagined that the bells were ringing themselves. As for the word curse, well, she didn't remember saying it at all. She told everybody the same thing, and though her story was consistent, nobody chose to believe her. It would be a disappointment to believe her story now. This mystery was far too juicy to give up. Perhaps Reverend Holtworth had had words with her about not stirring up panic or superstition in the village. Perhaps he had advised her to believe her new story. Either way, church was full the following Sunday. There wasn't an empty pew, and villagers were even standing at the back. The Reverend was delighted and surprised. The attendance had never been so good. His sermon was about God's order and how it should be reflected in our lives. How reason should control imagination. By the end of the second Sunday, the church bell mystery seemed to have faded to simply an interesting episode. Mrs. Brompton had gone back to work at the church, and though she looked over her shoulder more often, life seemed to be back to normal. But then he came to town. A stranger, who stopped in at Cranshaw's Cafe on his way up north, upon hearing about the bells, told a story of the bell tower that took place exactly 100 years ago. The few people in the cafe were silent as they listened. No one chewed, no one swallowed, no one even blinked. He said that a poor, shy bell ringer by the name of Peter Whitcomb fell desperately in love with a local beauty who promised to marry him. But she did so as a joke. When he discovered her cruelty, he rang the bells wildly and with such strength that the largest of them fell on him and squashed him as flat as a pancake. His family moved away, vowing that their son would be revenged, even if it took 100 years. Silence hung in the cafe for several minutes after the stranger left. What would the village make of it all now? Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this part of the story interesting. There'll be more coming in a couple of weeks. If you want to download the text, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I'd love to hear from you. Please send me some feedback to acupofenglish@live.com. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, goodbye.